that I'm not a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby with heart and soul. Love like eyes I won't never grow. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my lady. She's long and lean. You mess with her, you see a man get mean. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy.
Today, July 22nd, 2020, on the One Another broadcast. I apologize. It seems that it's just a given these days that the first, I don't know, 10 minutes or so of this broadcast is the strangest thing. Things just start to function. We're experiencing why that is. You can fight through it, and while sort of that, I want to give you the latest installment of Watch Twins. And I really appreciate those guys. I think that they've blossomed their own philosophical. So I think it's fantastic. And I think they do a good job of speaking to the nonsense, competitive, and ways to reason and sanity and things good, giving some air to things that I think a lot of people want to discuss but are reticent because of the messaging that we're receiving all around us. So without further ado, the Hodge Twins, a little bit of a long warning up front. Well, the video will track down
and I know you don't want to hear them, which is why you talk over me, but I encourage you to read the op-ed. Yes.
On the China vaccine research. This
yes,
is very
you've gotten two questions, which is more than some of your colleagues. Yes.
Thank you, Kaylee.
It's okay, you don't want to engage.
Man, these people on the left, man, they never surprise me anymore, man. They're all scumbags. Scumbags. That's what they are. Don't call yourself progressive. Call yourself scumbags, because that's what progressives means. It's just a euphemism for scumbag. All right, people are like debating what they heard. I heard her say, bitch.
Yeah, I heard.
I did not hear her say, you do not want to engage.
That don't even make sense, you don't want to engage. I mean, why would anybody say that during a press conference? I heard her say, you lying bitch. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. And she... This press secretary, first of all,
man.
Lord have mercy.
She is stunning.
She is making press secretaries
great again.
Yeah.
She is sharp, smart, and beautiful. And I know people on the left, when you see that, oh, man, that just triggers y'all. Why can't Trump put a wildebeest up there?
A dumb wildebeest. You had to, not only is she smart,
yeah,
she's gorgeous.
Oh, man. When I think of a press secretary, man, I think of press secretaries like her, man.
Hey, but anyway,
I can watch her answer questions all day long.
All right, let's get to what happened. Okay, you asked her a question.
She answered it.
She pointed out three things President Trump has did.
Three references, man.
To combat Russia meddling in our election.
Why are we not hearing from the president about the fears about external sabotage? For example, coming out of the UK today, there is a parliamentary committee report that says that Russia influenced the Scottish referendum. There are questions about Brexit. But we've really not heard the president put the Kremlin on notice with respect to the U.S. election. Will we hear from him today on that?
The president's put the world on notice that our election systems must be secure. This is under this president in 2018. He articulated the first full cyber strategy for the United States since 2003. In 2019, he extended the National Emergency Declaration on Foreign Election Interference. He routinely engages with Congress on election security, participating in at least 26 elections security specific hearings. He signed legislation, $71 million, and so on and so forth. And that's quite a contrast to the Obama-Biden administration, who, when told of meddling in 2016, did nothing. And in fact, Susan Rice told the White House cyber team to stand down and, quote, knock it off when they floated options to combat Russian cyber attacks. And even Obama's cyber chief, Michael Daniel, has confirmed the stand down order.
That's been in office now more than 3 years. I'm asking what's been done now. Given these fresh concerns, what are we going to hear from the president on that?
So what's been done now? I just listed off three or four things for you, and I'm happy to go through more. We can talk about the $71 million in legislation on election security. We can talk about the $15 million for election reform activities. We can talk about legislation making more than $805 million available to states. And when it comes to mail-in voting, I would point you to the fact that there's a Wall Street Journal article just out today, and it talks about the dark omen for November and the absolute catastrophe in New York City, that we are a month into the election after the voting, and we still don't know who the winners are of some of those races. And Governor Cuomo decided that he would prepay postage for the ballots. And what that meant was that the post office didn't put a postage stamp noting the date of the ballot. So as they're collecting these ballots in for a month, as you asked me about this, so I'm going to answer. So for a month, they've been collecting ballots with no postmark date. And in fact, what they found is 19% of ballots have been rejected in Queens, 28% rejected in Brooklyn. There are questions about mass mail-out voting. And I know you don't want to hear them, which is why you talk over me. But I encourage you to read the op-ed.
I can't believe y'all still talking about this damn Russia collusion. That was all fake. Fake dossier, fake evidence. Yeah. You still talking about it. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. This has been investigated.
Yeah.
No Russia collusion, but y'all still on this Russian thing. And now this reporter wants to bring up.
Yeah.
There's some fresh stuff. What she said, this is fresh. Something new came out.
This ain't new. This has been going on before Trump. And it's going to go on after Trump.
Yeah,
this was happening during Obama.
Yeah, it happened back in Obama. This has been happening for decades. In fact, Obama knew about Russia meddling.
Yeah.
Him and Biden, what they do.
Yeah.
They didn't do nothing.
Didn't do nothing.
Didn't do nothing. Trump getting office.
Yeah.
It's his fault. I mean, Obama had kids in cages.
Yeah.
Right? Trump comes in office. It's Trump's fault. Chinese virus.
We call it the Chinese virus because it comes from China.
The Chinese virus.
Y'all blame the man for the Chinese virus.
He did stuff that was unprecedented for a president to do. He shut down travel from China.
Y'all call him xenophobic. I mean, anything this man does, it's not going to make you happy. The only thing that's going to make you happy, all the rest of you progressive, a.k.a. scumbags, is if Trump held a press conference and say, I'm stepping down. Oh. Y'all will be happy. I mean, what? She's talking about, why don't she, what she say? She want Trump to hold the Kremlin responsible. He needs to call the Kremlin. Man, what you want the president to do? You want him to jump on the phone like, hey, put Putin on the phone. He busy. Tell him Trump here. He'll pick up. Hey, Putin. Trump here. How's it going? Listen here, you balding bitch. Next time you meddle in any of our elections,
any election,
I'm gonna drop a bomb on you.
Even if he did that, y'all would say that man's abusing his power. Oh, time to impeach him again.
Yeah, what can this man do?
Nothing. He can't do nothing. It's impossible. The scumbag.
He's done several things since he's been in office
to
combat this. What more else can he do? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah.
No, the only idea you got is to call this lady. The B word.
Oh, she's anything but the B word. I can tell you who's the B word. It's a progressive. The one that's answering all these questions.
Yeah.
How disrespectful. I thought you women on the left is supposed to be pro-woman.
I mean, y'all created feminism.
Well, they took feminism, which was already decaying, and they made it into something even more horrible.
Yeah.
Being a strong woman is being conservative.
Yeah.
Being a strong woman is taking care of your kids, your family, standing beside your man.
Yeah.
Not making up false allegations about something that happened 35 years ago. Or degrading all men. Every time y'all talk about y'all pro-women, look, this is a great woman here.
Yeah.
She's answering your question. She even gave you references, even gave you some comparisons between this administration and the former administration. That still ain't good enough. And she's still a lying bitch.
That's the problem with on the left. They don't listen.
You don't listen.
They answered your question.
Yeah, you just didn't like the answer. If y'all just took the time to sit back and just listen. Just stop talking. Just listen. Listen. Actually understand the words that is coming out of people's mouths.
Yeah.
It would help you a lot.
Man, this is why this election is so important. These damn leftists,
these damn progressives,
if they get
AKA scumbags,
if they get a Democrat in office,
God help us. Trump 2020.
Yeah. Go to official Harsh Twins.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon is coming up.
And long ago, somebody left with...
Welcome back. I don't know what's going on this morning, but we're having incredible technical difficulties. I was trying to say in the first segment, it's become comical. We start to experience difficulties immediately around the time this broadcast goes live. And they just become, I mean, almost, it's almost untenable. Now we're just having all kinds of difficulties. So anyway, I appreciate your patience. And we'll try to fight through it. I was hoping to have a conversation today with folks. I wanted to just talk about kind of the state of the union, so to speak, and I'm not really much of a show pony when it comes to the stories and headlines and things. I have tried to do some things. As you know, if you've listened to this broadcast for any time, any length of time, you know that I feel like my benefit to the world, to the network, et cetera, in this context is to offer my viewpoint on things, which hopefully, like the Hodge Twins video that we played, gives some, you know, what some might call psychological air to subject matter that gets gaslighted by and large these days, as we all know. And even though you know what is being broadcast all around the world is programming, it's by and large cultural Marxism, generally speaking, with a nihilistic bent, conflict based in its orientation to get people infighting and constantly distracted and so forth. But even though we know that, with the amount of gaslighting that we experience, it, I think it's helpful to have someone speak to the truth and reality occasionally just to reassure our sanity. And so I try to do that. I also try to amplify what I think is good content, people trying to do good things, like the Hodge twins. I think that they're speaking out in a way that is greatly needed right now, and I think that they fill a spot in doing that that is a unique gift that they have. So I try to do those things, but I've never been, I think, terribly good at the headlines and things like that. I don't think that's not my deal, and I think there are a number of folks, I've mentioned it recently, you know, Larkin, Texas in particular, I think there are a number of folks who would say that's not even necessarily useful or valuable to any of us that we be regurgitating headlines and so forth. And I'm not trying to imply that. Anyway, the usual commentary on things aside, I wanted to have a discussion about what's going on, and hopefully we can do that in spite of the technical challenges. It's just unbelievable. So I'm going to, you know, from time to time, I go back and try to do what I can to address these technical issues. But it's a problem that's plagued this broadcast for years. It's really interesting. And I will leave it at this. We're headed into a break here in a minute, but I'll just say the thing that I've noticed over the years is that everything is fine right up to about 2 minutes to showtime. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose and nothing works. Skype doesn't work. Internet connections fail. Web browsers lock up. I can't call on Skype. I can't receive calls. It's just the strangest thing. And then, after this broadcast is finished airing, then suddenly everything works fine again. So I don't know how to explain that. I just know that we've experienced it for years. And so we fight through it to the best of our ability and try to hedge and create contingency plans and things like that. So we'll keep doing that. I appreciate your patience. So can we have a conversation? Can we talk about what's going on? I have some thoughts that I want to share, and hopefully we can do that on the other side of the on the other side of the break and open up the phone lines. And I'm curious what people are experiencing in their neck of the woods. I think the mask thing in particular is it's amazing how divisive that issue is. There's some interesting experiences that people have shared. I've talked about out-of-state people in the Montana area, and that seems to only be increasing. And there's a lot of misdirection, I think. There was a time where states were saying you have to self-quarantine wherever you go, and I don't hear any talk about that these days in any of the states. Is that something that's still a thing in your state? We're hearing now that cases have exploded. Oh, my goodness, they're exploding. But you know what? There's still really not much going on. I mean, now we're hearing deaths attributed to or linked to, independent voices that counter, depending on what headline you read. Increasingly
difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Keep on using me till you use me up. And till you use me up. Talking about you, people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you.
AstroTurfing trolls. How do we do that effectively these days? At any rate, speaking of the remarks, Lindemann, from Mike King's article I read, Lindemann believed that a small circle of elites should run the world, resulting in a stable society, quote, led by supermen and served by helots, which was the subjugated Spartan population, by the way. And continuing, he concluded that science could yield a race of obedient humans blessed with the mental makeup of the worker bee. This is an old concept, obviously, and you see that theme played out in places like Metropolis and so forth. This has been the view, and you hear it expressed. I mean, I always think of Bertrand Russell in The Impact of Science on Society, talking about the domestic alien tribe being kept for the purposes of cannibalism and these kinds of things, which seems to call to mind the high profile deviance, as I would call it these days, what some call Pedogate and Pizzagate and all that stuff that's come through the headlines in recent years. But speaking of that, I want to just give you another entry, or kind of the bigger picture. We'll do a few minutes of this, I think. Spiros Skouras's latest entry, A Disturbing Glimpse into the Future, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. This is some disturbing stuff. I appreciate Larry.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to try this again. We are experiencing incredible technical difficulties. So hopefully technology finds and... So what I was just in the last segment, we're just plagued by technical issues. Apparently, it's the weirdest thing. Anyway, I was hoping to have a conversation this morning. Maybe we can do that again. Trying to go live this Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. Plagued by technical issues. I appreciate your patience, but if you're interested in having a conversation, let's do that. The State of the Union. Things are crazy in America right now. And we played the Hodge Twins video to open today's broadcast this Wednesday, July 22nd. And that, to me, speaks to, I think, how a lot of people are feeling. And I'll just say this. I mean, this is my impression. I've talked about out-of-state people in the Montana area in particular. And by the way, I didn't mention it when I was saying people from out-of-state. I'm trying to be kind, you know, and most people in most places have an affinity for their place, the locals, so to speak. And a lot of people are talking about mass exodus from places like New York. We've talked about that on this broadcast. Real people, not just CNN, real people saying, yeah, we are headed out and we don't want to stay in certain places because of an alleged virus, but because of the insanity of the people. And this comes back to that whole planning discussion I've tried to foster based on Friedrich Hayek's Road to Serfdom and how he talks about it's the planning. It's always the planning. When you try to plan for everyone, the situation that we find ourselves in America, here in America, the situation we find ourselves in should, I think, amply demonstrate how faulty it is to imagine that you can just decide for 300 million people, for example, and that will somehow be effective. And, you know, people say, well, they're wrong, like mask mandates and things like that. If you have an underlying medical condition or children under the age of 5, which I think is absolutely insane. It's criminally insane to make children wear masks. That is psychological trauma that you're inflicting on a child, period. It's a horrible thing. People that would encourage that kind of thing ought not to be in a position where they have that kind of influence. So people will say, well, there are nuances, but that never matters when, you know, you get to a point where rubber meets road, so to speak, out in the public sphere. When people are interacting, there is no grace given to any of those nuances. You know, you've seen, I'm sure, we've all seen and heard situations where people have a certain reaction, and it's kind of a herd psychology that creates it, where people don't ask, excuse me, sir, do you have, or they don't say I'm concerned or whatever. I heard an example of a woman literally slapping a man who construction worker. They were in line at a gas station to pay, and this woman was outraged that the man was not wearing a mask in line, and she slapped him. The local people were not very happy about that. That woman was from out of state, far away from where she was. And this is the kind of insanity that I'm talking about. And so it's ironic because on the one hand, she's feigning concern for people's health while she's actually physically touching this person's face who, you know, is the new leper. And I said this would happen. A lot of people said, you know, a lot of us said this would happen, and here it is. Now, this gentleman is standing in line, hardworking guy, on a lunch break, trying to get something cold to drink while he's out working in the hot sun, and he gets slapped for no good reason. And the woman's ostensible concern over health obviously is the reality of her concern, and the social engineering become painfully self-evident when she slaps this gentleman really hard, according to eyewitnesses. So it's this kind of nonsense that we're witnessing. It's unbelievable. I mean, I have my own experience, I'll tell you here in a second, but I just can we just say to these folks who have these Gucci masks on now, I mean, stylized masks, do you know how ridiculous, absurd, and foolish you look? And I think they do this on purpose. I think the design of them is done on purpose. Do you realize how foolish and embarrassing it looks to be walking around with what looks like ladies' undergarment on your face? I feel embarrassed for these people. Sebastian Maniscalco, aren't you embarrassed, is what comes to my mind. Aren't you embarrassed when you're walking around with what looks like ladies' undergarment on your face? It's disgraceful. I don't know if that's, hopefully that's not too much, but, and to see this outside now, I don't know if you're seeing it where you are, but where I am, I see people walking around. I saw an entire family walking around downtown the other day. Children, parents, I'm presuming, I don't know this family, but I'm presuming parents and children down to small child, probably around 5 years old. everyone's wearing a mask, walking down the street. Exactly what is that supposed to accomplish? And protecting whom? It's just evidence of mind control and social engineering. Why are you doing that? I don't particularly know. I mean, they can't. I dare say if you ask these people, the vast majority of folks doing that kind of thing, exercising that kind of behavior, probably couldn't give you a legitimate explanation other than that, you know, they're aware of it. And so now they're starting to wear it indiscriminately, which is ridiculous. So I have one experience that I'll share in particular that I think proves the absurdity of this nonsense. So there's mentioned this situation, talked about whitefish lately. I mean, Tom Brady is tweeting about Whitefish, Montana. Apparently, a lot of people know whitefish. That area of the country has been kind of a celebrity playground for a long time, even back to when Steve McQueen rode through. I forget who was on the back of his bike, but, you know, people in the area thought that he was a hoodlum and he had kidnapped this young girl. I forget. Who was that? I want to say Natalie Wood, but I don't think that's right. You know, even back in those days and before, it was a playground for celebrities. So there's a lot of crazy stuff that's happening in that area. And when I was in that area recently, I went to a local restaurant, and the mandate from Governor Montana, Governor Steve Bullock, states that, and I'm paraphrasing, people in a public-facing environment, in a business setting, need to wear a mask. That's the mandate. And people who are not in a public-facing setting in business do not. So I walked into a restaurant that has a takeout area. There's an entire section of the restaurant that's dedicated to that. And they have a particular name for it. I won't mention it. Just to keep that things discreet. I walked into that area dedicated to takeout food, and nobody was wearing a mask behind the counter, which I don't care. Perfectly fine. And there is a giant sign on the door that says, you know, masks are required. And as I walked in the door, the person behind the counter, and the whole kitchen area is open to the public. There's a little glass case, and behind that you have a kitchen adjacent to the rest of the restaurant, the dine-in area, and kitchen staff milling, working back there. No one's wearing a mask. As I walked in the door, a lady literally pulled up her little cowboy bandana, like a little cattle rustler, and through her little cattle rustler mask said, "Sir, you're required to wear a mask." And I was so dumbstruck by that, I couldn't respond. I thought it was just unbelievable. Nobody's wearing a mask around her. These people can prepare food, but then she needs to pull her little bandana up over her nose and tell the customers coming in they have a mask. And I'm pretty sure that people who are concerned about their own health and not out in this restaurant, especially if there are people behind the counter preparing food, you know, without mask, without gloves. So there are gaps in these scenarios that I think make it self-evident. This is entirely a job. A psyop. I'll talk to you.
J. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Not be denied. We're working through it. The last thing I'll say about the people going to places from out of state, you know, I'm reminded of Jefferson on immigration, even though we're talking about intra-state migration and perhaps immigration. you should, when you are in a place, you should do as the Romans. I think, as a rule, when in Rome, do as the Romans. And far too often, people go visit and they mess places up. That's, it's a cliche. Happens so often. But do as the Romans. Don't go somewhere and try to enforce whatever it is you brought with you on those people. They didn't come find you. But this is sort of emblematic of the cultural phenomenon of deranged, disturbed folks that we're seeing in America, which, again, I think the Hodge twins spoke to in the video that we played in the first segment of today's broadcast. It's not just alarming and disturbing, but it's absolutely unacceptable to go into someone else's backyard and to try to tell them how to live. And we have normalized this kind of psychopathy in America. Technocrats want to do it to all of us, and therefore, in turn, folks who have been psychologically injured by this kind of behavior want to inflict it in Stockholm Syndrome fashion on their fellow kidnapping victims. And I think instead of doing that, maybe we should set each other free. I think Paulo Freire's observation in Pedagogy of the Oppressed is salient in this case, that the oppressed are the ones who can set themselves, their fellow captives, and their oppressors free. The oppressor cannot. I think Paulo Freire made a great observation in that. That'll do it for the first hour of today's broadcast. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break. Stick around.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.